So I'm on the way to walk over to this spot where there's a nice little light and a chair, and I can sit there and make YouTube shorts. That's what I'm excited for. That's what I'm heading for right now. I want to talk about being impeccable with your word. This is something I talked about in the book, The Four Agreements. I believe that this is very powerful as you build up a stack of being really true to yourself. You know, tonight when I got back from my temple service helping out there, I was like, okay, I'm going to get in the hot tub and I'm going to eat trifle, just like this dessert, while I'm in the hot tub. I'm going to do some reading and then I'm going to go on a walk and make some YouTube shorts. That's a lot to keep in track of. And I did everything I could to help myself reach that goal. You know, before I started reading from the book I wanted to read after eating dinner, I switched into my swimsuit, and so I didn't have to think. It was harder for me to get lost because I already had one piece of the puzzle already there, which is me switching into my swimsuit, and I just needed the towel and everything like that. And so having those things ready to go was really helpful, because if every single act is like a mini adventure of sorts and helps to be prepared for such thing, it really helps if you're already packed up. When it comes to rebuilding yourself or growing a relationship with yourself, being true to your word is everything. Because if I'd gone to bed tonight and I hadn't gone in the hot tub and I hadn't walked over to do some YouTube shorts like I'm doing right now, I would have been a little bummed out. Because it's like, well, Wednesday's our hot tub night. Like, what are we doing? And I know you wanted to do YouTube shorts because you're way too awake right now. So that's how we're going to help ourselves. Instead of laying in bed for 2.5 hours and all these thoughts go over the place, I'm going to just go on this long walk to this place that I know I will have some good vibes and memories with just by myself. And learning these things, there's so much power in that. So when you tell yourself or you tell somebody you're going to do something, then you do everything you can to do it. If you say you're going to be somewhere at some time, then you do everything you can to be there. And if you're not able to, then you tell the person like, hey, I'm not going to be there, but I'll be there at this time. That's powerful. And if you miss a date with yourself, you know, to a certain degree in something like, hey, I knew I was going to go on this run, we'll do it tomorrow. Like, there's a lot of power in that. I feel like a lot of times we'll just default to, I didn't have time for that or whatever. And it's good to really be brutally honest with ourselves and compassionately honest with ourselves. Like, hey, I didn't make time for that. I was caught up in this. That's another big thing, is the opportunity cost. I was so close, so close. I got on my computer just to shut it off because it was on and it was really late. And I was so close to opening up my email. I was so close to checking my Discord. I was so close. But then I had this thought that's kind of like opening up a present and you have no idea what's going to be in there. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. I made a conscious decision. I could have said it out loud, but I didn't. I was like, I need to get in the hot tub. I hadn't gone in the hot tub at this point. Yeah, I think it's just basic stuff. It's basic stuff, but it's powerful. If you say you're going to call your significant other at a certain point, then you call her at that certain point. If you say you're going to be at your son's soccer game, then you're there and you do everything you can to be there. And if you're not there and you haven't sent anything, you're probably going to feel like a bum. And rightly so. Like, you acted like a bum, right? Last night I was going to work on my LinkedIn profile picture because it really needed to be updated. It had been a year since the last one. And I was also about to play a board game with my younger sister and a couple of my other siblings. And they're like, okay, it's going to take us a little bit of time to get it going. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go work on this thing for like 10 or 15 minutes and I'll come in. What ended up happening was I got really stressed out while I was working on this thing. And 40 minutes go by and then I go back inside. I'm like, yeah, I decided I'm just kind of going to play with you guys now because this thing didn't turn out how I wanted it to. I changed my profile picture, but it wasn't like cropped very well. And I was really frustrated with it. But I was like, I'm done trying this. And I went back to go play the game. And they're like, yeah, we already finished. So like, there's no guarantee. It's like, there's no guarantee. It's so important to be impeccable with your word. It's so important to listen to yourself. For me, I had a goal, a very hard goal. I want to get my book out by the 10th, and I got it out by the 11th. And I had another goal to get out of my book, another book, not God is trying to talk to me, this other book I was trying to get out beginning of January, and just kept pushing that back. And it affects your soul. It affects how you feel about everything else you do. At least for me, it does. And it just kind of throws you off. And those are the kind of things that will keep you up at night. And so it felt really good to get the book out when I did. And it felt good to do those other things that I knew my soul wanted to do. And there's times where I really want to talk to somebody. And there's that gap. It's like, okay, I sense this desire. I have the ability to do it. This person is in my path. Now I need to just talk. And sometimes I don't. I want to have something to say and or whatever. Or, yeah. I've been reading this book and it talked about like the BJ Fogg, Tiny Habits, his like formula for something happening. And it's B equals MAT, which is B is like an action. You need motivation to do it, like actually wanting to do it. You need to actually act. I think that's what it is. ability. You need to have ability. You need to actually have the know-how. You have to actually know how to do it. You know, if you're trying to show somebody how to make a Word document, but they don't even know how to start at their computer, then you have to figure that out first. And then T is the trigger. That's probably the most important. Like with marketing, with everything like that, you need to have a trigger to help that thing happen. And so in a way, when you tell yourself you're going to do something, it's kind of like giving yourself a trigger in a way of like, hey, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to be true to myself in this thing. Yeah, that's all I got, really. It's so powerful, but it's so crazy how when we don't do this, how quickly your life can start to feel like you're a bum, you're a cloud, you're just a blob. When you say you're going to do stuff and then you don't do it, like that affects you really quickly. At least it does for me. So I'm just making this simple promise to myself. Going to go make some YouTube shorts. Just going to go vibe for a bit. I don't care if it's after midnight. It's like, I'm doing my thing, man. I don't have a baby. Like this is a very special, special time of my life. I'm learning to really, really appreciate it. Like once I have like young kids and stuff, like all this is going to be so different and it's going to be beautiful, but I'm embracing this beautiful right now, this beautiful life I have, this beautiful opportunity. There you go. Be impeccable with your word. Learn to really trust yourself when you say you're going to do something. Do what you can and set like a timer or set some kind of goal to get that thing done in and set things up to help you achieve that thing and give yourself grace when you fall short, but helping yourself know that this thing is important to you is powerful. I haven't gone on a run today, but I'm going on this long walk instead. That's chill. That works. There's a lot of power in that. Really listening to yourself, as I've said a number of times. That's what I'll leave you with. Hopefully this gave you some perspective with making your 2024 character, giving yourself a good boost into 2024. Help you get where you want to be. Definitely check out the other episodes, and I will see you next time. Don't forget to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.